Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam Hilchos Shabbos. We learned Klal Gimel, and we learned Siman Yud Beis. So we mentioned yesterday an example of renting out a person's monit. A person has a taxi, and he wants to rent it out to a non-Jewish driver, that the non-Jewish driver will drive the monit on Shabbos, and the non-Jewish driver will get the fares which come in, will go to the non-Jewish driver. The Jewish is benefiting that he's charging rent. So what's going to be mutter? So the first one is that it has to be set up. The arrangement is that the non-Jew pays the rental fee, but the Jew does not get part of the fare. If the Jew will get part of each fare, so that's the sin of the chayotim, that the Jew is benefiting from the work being done on Shabbos, and that's going to be usur. There is a concern of Marisayan. So if this is a common thing to do, to rent out the cars, and the people would take it, and the arrangement would be that the people who rent the car get all of the profits, because that's going to be mutter. If the more common way to do it is that the owner of the car gets a percentage of each fare, that's going to be more problematic. On top of that, if there's anything which indicates that it is a Jewish car, it says Emma's Car Service, right, so that would have to be removed. Now, in Siman Resh Mem Vav, in Sif Aleph, it talks about a case of a person is renting out an item to the non-Jew, and we gave an example that the non-Jew is picking up a rental car for himself. So can he pick it up on Erev Shabbos? Is that acceptable? So this is Machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Person is being masker kelim to the non-Jew, which the non-Jew is going to use them on Shabbos, so that's fine. The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter on Erev Shabbos, and the Ramah says that it has to be done ready from Yom Chamishi. So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one would be able to pick up the Jew could hand over the taxi cab to the non-Jewish driver on Erev Shabbos. According to the Ramah, it would have to move it back. The pickup would have to take place on Yom Chamishi. When he gives it to him on Erev Shabbos, it looks like he's saying, go do the work, and therefore it looks like it's in some way it's going to be done, that he's working for the Jew. This is explained in the Mishnah Berurah there in Siman Resh Mem Vav, Sif Katan Aleph. Now, the last issue was what is known as Schar Shabbos. So this is a separate issue which needs to be clarified, and really that's not the place right here, but we'll touch on it. So let's clarify the din. The Chazal answered, no malacha involved, no work involved, receiving financial benefits, rental, for something which is done on Shabbos is problematic. So a young woman wants to be a babysitter, she wants to charge for the work she does on Shabbos, so she's getting paid for work that she does on Shabbos. Chazal answered that. I rent out a item for Shabbos to somebody. I want to get paid for the rental for the usage of the item, which is only done on Shabbos. That's going to be a problem. Now, the person can grapple with, if a person gets paid for laning on Shabbos, why is he allowed to get paid for laning on Shabbos? It's Schar Shabbos. So over here, the Jew is renting out the car to the non-Jew to be used on Shabbos. There's going to be a problem with Schar Shabbos. But into the issue of Schar Shabbos, Chazal put a leniency, and they said, if it's done by Havlah, the payment is not solely for Shabbos, that the rental starts before Shabbos or continues after Shabbos. So a person is a waiter working on Shabbos. So he's paid for his work, but he has to come up Erev Shabbos and set up, or he has to come up to Shabbos and clean up. So the payment is not just for Shabbos alone, it's for Shabbos and for the weekday. That's mutter. If it's solely for Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. So the heter for the Valkyria, he prepares before Shabbos, would be one heter. Let's say the person does not need to prepare, he prepares Shabbos morning, that wouldn't work, but if his preparation is done on Tuesday, so we've solved the problem. So we have to address this Schar Shabbos, so it's over here. So we're going to have to address the four issues we're going to have to address are that it has to be set up in a way where the Jew is not getting the direct benefit. This is what the Chayyam is introducing over here. It cannot be a Marisayan issue. There cannot be a problem with Schar Shabbos, and he should deliver it to the person in a way where it doesn't look like he's working for the Jew. According to the Rishon Ramah, that would require it to be transferred over on Yom Chamishi. Have a good day.